Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace that have gathered us again this morning at your feet. We appreciate the blessings of last week, both physically and spiritually, your protection upon us, your provisions of our needs, healing of our bodies. We thank you, God, for being with us in our going out and coming in, students, workers, business people, travelers. We thank you for all that you have been to us. Thank you, dear Master Jesus, for the services last week and the blessings we received from the saints. We are grateful unto you. Lord, we thank you for bringing us to your house this morning and the blessings we have received since we came here, especially in the Sunday school. We bless your holy name. Dear Father, thank you for the worship service that just ended. Thank you for the hymns of Zion that have been sung to praise your name. Lord, thank you also for the special number. We ask, Lord, that those hymns with their meanings will have an impact in our life as we await further blessing today. We want to ask your blessings upon both the song leader, the singer of special number, users of instrument, and the entire congregation. As we look up unto you, Father, may you condition our body, our spirit, our soul, Lord, to receive blessings from you again today. Wherever your saints are gathered in like manner too, may you be with them. Lord, your servants that have gone to Bagatari, be with them. Your servant that is in Ghana and in other nations of the world and all around our nation, where your children will gather, and Lord, the gospel will be re-echoed. May you help your servants. May you give them inspiration and auction. Lord, meet the need of everybody, dear Father. As we continue in this journey and it's getting closer, oh God, to Lord, the time that you have promised that we will stay here as we see events unfolding daily, we pray that you make all of us ready. Fill with your spirit today. Lord, refill with your spirit. Lord, heal the sick and the afflicted. May you deliver the oppressed. May you grant, O God, grace and mercy unto everyone that will have a testimony at the end of the service. Lord, that truly we are in your presence. Take away weakness and tiredness from our bodies. Keep us alive and alight in your presence. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. You can please be seated. Guide our feet, may lead us home. Shall we rise up on our feet? Someone sent me a question, but maybe next week, God willing, we'll come to it, because it's a lengthy subject that we face with the question, the Lord being our help. We'll round up on this today by the grace of God as we turn to St. John chapter 6 once again from verse 60 to the end. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. And the Lord help us that we keep awake for the time that is before us. In the Sunday school, I saw two brothers that slept. They put their head the same way. And they were sleeping in the Sunday school. They sat with each other and put their head towards the other way. And they slept off in the Sunday school. May the Lord be our help. Yeah. I wonder what will happen in the main service. If that happened in the Sunday school. The subject we've been on some few weeks now is titled by the prophet, "The Three Kinds of Believers." And last week, we spoke about the unbelievers, and that was just what we ended the service with. We want to pick the last group, which is make believers, and then look at the summary of the sermon as the prophet brought it, and then we leave it. I've listened to that sermon several times. Even this morning, I still played it from the beginning to the end. And At least I played it maybe up to 10 times since I started preaching it. There is no way one can really speak on every statement of the prophet. But I think all of us have the tapes. As it is in my phone, it's in your own phone too. Except your phone doesn't have a space for it. But for me, if I can use Android, any Android phone that does not have a place for the message, I don't know whether, if it's given to me, I will change it for another one. Yeah. I'm not saying that if somebody give you a phone and maybe just it doesn't have any space at all, that you cannot use it. But thus far, I think I've passed the level of if I am. There are so many other things that I stored, videos and whatever. I won't have videos in my phone while the message hasn't got a place to stay. You know, this is really the angle I'm coming from. Another thing is that it can be in your phone, you may not play it for 6 months. I know it is possible. Satan is as smart as that. Some people, the sermon book is billion five. When they are looking for sleep and sleep is not forthcoming, they know one thing, that once they carry it, sleep will come. And that is the sermon. Then they carry it, before they read two paragraphs, they will start snoring. So that is what the word means to them. It's billion five, a sleeping tablet. And but for me, I think it's something different. Yeah. It's, that would be the last temptation that will face me, is sleep in church. Not to face me, that will defeat me. Is to sleep in church. That would be the last temptation. Because it's fight to finish. Sleep also used to come to me too, sometimes heavily. Heavily. But we'll fight it out and defeat him. Yes, and that is what it has been for the past around 40 years I've come to the message. When I sit down and the sermon is being preached, I tell you, it's, me and sleep, we are complete enemies to each other. So, but may the Lord be our help. The three kinds of believers. We have seen the believers. And the prophet picked few characters that we mentioned, that we spoke about, and you can put yourself there. If the way God is dealing with you is looking like a believer, then you put yourself there and you will rejoice. But if you fall short, you can also tell God that I want to be a believer. All these things, characters are not manifesting as I see. I want to be a believer. I believe that's why you come to be a believer. So, and you face the thing and fight the enemy and root your way through. Every believer today did not start physically as a believer. But by predestination, we are believers. Because God knows who we were before the world began. And I think we'll say a few things about that one as we continue the service of today. Because Christianity is not just a floating something, that even from the court of justification, you can know that you are a seed of God. Only one amen. From the court of justification, you can know, you can have the assurance that I'm a seed of God. Even though your election is not yet confirmed, but you can know that this thing, I know I'm a seed of God. And you press and press and press until you get to the last bus stop. This chapter that we read from, the prophet told us that these three groups were present there. The believers. And he said it was Peter and the rest of the apostles, not the Peter and 11 apostles, is Peter and 10 apostles that are believers here. Because when the 12 remain after the multitude and the 70 disciples left, and it remained only the 12 in the church, Jesus Christ made this proclamation: "You 12, do you also want to go away?" And Peter spoke and said, "To whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and we are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus went further and said, "But I've chosen you to tell one of you is a devil." And the scripture said that he is speaking about Judas Iscariot, because it was him that should betray him, and he's one of the 12. And the prophet makes us to know that Judas is in the message. Judas is in the message. The 70 disciples, they come to the message. Believers also come to the message. And the prophet from the 50s have been bringing to us doctrines that talk about election, about predestination. The beginning of the whole thing is God's foreknowledge. God being infinite, he has a foreknowledge of what will be. He knows the end from the beginning. He's infinite. That is what makes him God. And because of that, it is based on his foreknowledge that he elects. And it is based on that election that he predestinates. The word predestinate means that the destination of somebody is predetermined. That is the meaning of the word predestination. First of all, God's foreknowledge. Is this working? God's foreknowledge leads to election, and then this leads to predestination. This predestination, the prophet said, is a bad word among the unbelievers, among the denominations. Denominations are unbelievers. They are unbelievers. Because they don't, even the foolish virgin in there, is because presently they don't receive the full atonement. That is why they go through the tribulation when the time comes. They will be purged of their unbelief. That's when they will face it and they will see that they have been deceived. They are presently deceived, but they have no knowing yet that they are deceived. When somebody is deceiving you and you have not known, you continue in the deception. But the day you get to know that he's deceiving you, he can no more deceive you. This predestination means that the destination of someone is predetermined. How you can explain it is, no, there's no bus stop in the sky. When a plane takes off from Ibadan, if it is going to Lagos or to Abuja, there is no bus stop in the sky. If anything happens, malfunctions, the only thing he can do is to look for the closest airport to where he is to land. If he cannot get a airport close by, they are heading for a crash, except a miracle happens. Those that travel by air, when they tell you, they will tell you that this plane, this aircraft is so bad. From Abuja, from Ibadan, they will say it's Abuja bad. What they are saying is that it is Abuja where it will land. That announcement, because sometimes some people used to enter on plane. It does happen in the airport. You enter the wrong flight. But those announcements, when the thing is to take off, is to let you know to check with your ticket if where they say it's going, where it's going. That is when you have the opportunity now to say, I'm in the wrong flight. They can quickly see open the door for you to exit. It's a physical analogy. When somebody is predestined to a destination, nothing stops it. That is our belief in the message. That is, we are talking of real believers now. We are not talking of unbelievers or made believers. That's what we believe. Listen. Let me read small thing here for you to, from the message I know my Redeemer lived. I wouldn't want to, I'll just cut some of it off. Let me just cut some of it off and start from paragraph 27. I know my Redeemer lived. All right. And God did not make you an eye just to see if he could do it. He made us for a purpose. Do you follow me? All right. Therefore, there is a purpose of all of us being here. You are not here just to be another human being. You are here because that God made you for some purpose. You are not here just to eat the food that God grew. You are not here just to live in the house that man made, or to wear the clothing that someone fashioned. You are here for a specific purpose. Just a minute. Sister Olabisi, God bless you. I just forgot that you are here. God bless you. Happy to see you after some time. We'll see after the service. God bless you. Right. No matter how little you are, how big you are, how important you are, or how unimportant you are here to serve a purpose. Just as my finger is here for a purpose, my nail or my finger is for a purpose, my eye and every part of our bodies is to serve a purpose, and it was not put here just to see what it will look like when it was put here. It was put here, but it was put here to serve his purpose. It was God's divine plan to do so. Not your plan, but God's divine plan. And if you were put here for a purpose, then there is nothing can destroy us until God's purpose is fulfilled. That is what believers believe. That's what believers believe. It's not that this thing will want to destroy the purpose of God for my life. You're not a believer. You're not a believer. We pray according to the scriptures. We pray according to the revealed word of the hour. That is when we know we are talking to God. When you write the request of unbelief, there is nothing to that one. We are persuaded to believe what the prophet said, not what, and not anybody's idea. It is what the prophet said. Let me repeat paragraph 29. And if we are put here for a purpose, then there is nothing can destroy us until God's purpose is fulfilled. Nothing can harm us until that purpose that God has put us here for has been made manifest. No matter how much trouble we have, which we have troubles, how much heartaches or sorrows that we go through, all
All of these are reasons, and there is reason for it. Paragraph 31. God's purpose can never be defeated. There is nothing that can defeat it. So how happy ought we to be today, resting upon that beautiful revelation of the word of the living God, that there is neither things present nor things that can come. There is no sickness, no sorrow, no death, no perish, nor nothing can separate us from the purpose of the living God, what God has imagined in his mind, what God has proposed in his heart to bring to pass. There is no demon. There is no power. There is nothing can ever separate God's great, immortal, eternal plan. It must be as God has said. That is what believers believe. That's what believers believe. If you are a believer, believe that. And get rid of every unbeliever and doubt. No matter how Christian someone has been, when Brabham was here, let me read one quote to you from the message, the Revelation, chapter 5, part 2, paragraph 37. 6106:18. The prophet said this. Now, Satan will constantly punch at you until you have finished here on earth. Just remember that. You will never have a time. But what there is a punching going on all the time. Because you are in a battle. Did you ask to come to Christ to go to a picnic? Did you come to the message as if you are going to a picnic? Well, you are sure going to be surprised. Because it's a constant battle. I have been on the field for 31 years. And I have fought every inch of the way. That is right. Israel had to fight every inch of the way. Palestine was given to them. But they had to fight every inch of the way to get it. But no matter what, predestination is overshadow everything. Because it does not come accidentally. The prophet said that God does not look at somebody's face and say, I'll predestinate this man. He looked now, I'll predestinate this man. Okay, I'll predestinate this man. Then go look at another one. Ask for this one. No. God doesn't act like that. Before we were made manifest, when we were still, like we had it to the Sunday school, if you are not sleeping, we had it to the Sunday school this morning. Before angels were created, when God was El Ela Elohim, when he was taking counsel with himself, when there was no being anywhere, that was when he has made the decision and he has already put the names of the elect in the land book of life. Amen. Of course, that was in the direction of the Sunday school teacher this morning. He was so that's why I do so much. But let me go further by saying this. There is the book of life. There is the land book of life. And the prophet said that this land book of life is a section, a special section. Like you have the New Testament inside the Bible, and you have the Old Testament. All of them are the Bible. But the New Testament, we know what it dealt with completely. The prophet said that land book of life contained the list of the people that the Lamb came to redeem. That place, there is no removal of names there. In the book of life, names can still be removed. May God give us revelation. Is there any credible right I just pray over like that? I scan it through the scriptures, I scan it through the message to let me know how to pray. I haven't got time for wasted prayers. Jesus said that we have to ask according to his will. And what is his will? His word. May the Lord be our help. Let us proceed. Three kinds of believers we are speaking about. We are talking about believers. We are spoken about the unbelievers. Now we are coming to the make believer. The prophet said in paragraph 186. See, now that is what the believer. Now the unbeliever. Now the third class we are speaking about is the make believer. That is a boy. The make believer. Now remember India stood all three. That is in that chapter. Now we find that they do just exactly like their father does, Judas. That's the make believer. That is the way they do still is the way their father Judas did. Now Judas was the embodiment of a make believer. In the next sermon we are looking at, we are still coming back to Judas. Because he is one of the characters for it. Now, and the spirit that lived in Judas, when Judas went and hanged himself, that spirit did not die with Judas. He left Judas and inhabited his children. We are not talking of his biological children that his flesh gave birth to. We are talking about the people that are in that group of Judas in God's mind that are on this earth as made believers. They have been since the beginning and they will continue to the end. The unbelievers have always been and they will be to the end. Then we have the believers. Now, the believer doesn't have an end. They don't have an end. Because they are being in God that has no beginning and that has no end, and they are part of him. Now the prophet said, of course, Peter and the rest of the apostles, they are believers. Say there was the 70 which are unbelievers. And there was Judas, on right on, he was a made believer. What do they do? That is, what does make believers do? This is a kind that holds on until they can find something, a fault in it. They are messy believers until they can find a fault. Because it's already in the public domain, we know of Brother Tim Humes, I say he pastor for 30 years. He has visited about 52 countries. He has helped people to build churches and the rest of it. But at the end of it, he came up and said that Brother Brown was a liar. He's a made believer. He's a made believer. I read all his write-up, all that he said. I listened to his voice, something. I downloaded it, listened to it, everything. And I also sent him my own position. There was a write-up of Owen Jorgensen. I said, why I remain a follower of William Branham? It was a good, solid compilation. I sent to him. Here I stand. Here I stand. May the Lord be gracious to us. Until they can find something in it, a fault in it. They are looking every time to find a loophole, to see how it is done. See if it is a trick, if it is a gimmick. They are waiting to be sold out. They are looking for that. I wish you will listen to the tape of the prophet and see the way he makes his comment in some areas. Every time I pass some areas, I laugh. The unbeliever, he don't even wait around. He has condemned it and walk out. They say they are only saying prophet. Which prophet? Which part of the Bible do you open without referring to prophet? You read Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. You are reading Moses. And the book of Acts confirmed that one. Did you confirm it? I think Acts chapter 15. Yes. Acts chapter 15, verse 21. He said, for Moses of old time had in every city them that preach him. Why are the people preaching Moses? I think they're supposed to preach about God. But Moses was God's representation on earth. Whatever Moses says, that is what God has said. Say, out in every city, them that are preaching, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. He gave the people the precept, and that's what they are reading, and that's what they stand for. That's what they believe. When Jesus came here, he said, you have one that accused you, that is Moses. Because Moses is the law. Cut my hand, I cut your hand. Do me, I do you. It's Old Testament something. And the people say, God, no, they verse. Today, God verse. Also, today is that they slap you on the right, turn the left. If you don't have the grace to turn the left, run away. Be grace. But what are they make jest of you? Hey, your leg. Hey. Lazy man. Your day job is a mouthful for nothing. See? It's better you take that shape if you are a believer. But when you want to prove who you are, see this boy. See this boy they born yesterday. Me and you. Then you pull your shirt. Here you are. The believer, no matter what happens, he believes it anyhow. For it is the word. There is your three classes. Alright. Well, the unbeliever will walk out. Say, on the first thing that he said, he don't like about it. Once the first thing he said that he does not like, we are not here to say what you will like. We are saying what God has said. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that is what God has said. He's not going to amend anything because of anybody. What they are saying is what they are saying. A brother was telling us in the room last Sunday, say, this message is very hard. Say, hey, this church. Say, this church, the way you talk here. Just sat down and was talking to some of what 3 minutes I was doing that. See, we're listening. What we are saying that you have been hearing, are they found in the word of God or what? You cannot deny that. If anybody come up and see anything contrary to what God has said, you have the right to ask a question. Because everybody's idea is not better than somebody else's idea. My idea is not better than yours. And yours, I may not take yours too. I may feel my own too is superior, as far as I know. But when it comes to God's word, that is the end of us five. Whatever God says is the final. Amen. The prophet said, brother, he is going to throw his colors right there because he's an unbeliever. Paul said, they went out from us because they wasn't of us in the beginning. They started with us. Oh, you did wrong well. What hindered you? See, they went out because they wasn't of us. When they see the world perfectly moving on, why? They wanted to get some kind of a gimmick they could walk. But the real believers don't question nothing. It is written in the word and they believe it. And they just go on. That is it. Always it is written. If it is written, why? You say, you just stay away from it. No matter what happens. Sorry, if it isn't written, you just stay away from it. No matter what happens. It's got to be written. And they see that written word and they believe it. And they see God moving in his word. They see the hour. They see the message. They see the time. And they walk with it. We are talking of believers. Believers. They don't stick to their own idea or their understanding. They only stick to God's word. Amen. Then we come to Pilate. He's among this group of make-believers. We'll see talk very well about Judas. But Pilate, the prophet said, is among them. A make-believer. That's how the prophet classified him. How old Pilate must have walked the floor at night with his worried conscience. Trying to clean himself. You can, once you come to this message, you can no more clean yourself. Your conscience will worry you. Are you a woman? Everywhere. I saw yesterday in the bad day, the shoe of some people in the name of sisters, as high as anything. God bless you, bro. God bless you, bro. Okay. Those three steps, the prophet said, you can't walk there without issues. You cannot walk there, you will fall off. The one that tried it fell off. You also fall off. You can be the most spiritual in your own church. That is their own business. Without issue, you are unconverted. Look, I've done tell you before that I'm not here to converse for amen. You say amen, you say it for yourself. May God be our help. Are you see a message believer? And you see they split your coat, your dress, you tear it. Or you wear the one. When you see that the thing no fold over your knee, you are a make believer yet. You have not yet believed the message. Because we say it every time. And that is very clear. Your name in God's record is in the book of adulterers and fornicators. That is what Jesus said. Are you following me? Say you are a believer. And you are a man. And your hair is already to the level of plaiting. You are not a believer. There are physical something that the word of God talk about. They sometimes they don't preach a clothesline religion. See, it's the heart that we use to serve God. It's not only heart. Whatever is in the heart will come out. There is a reflection of it outside. Are you following me? I will go to some delicate areas now. Oh, merciful God. I will go to some delicate areas. Delicate areas. May God have mercy upon our one soul. So, women today, in the name of attachment, they go and put something on their head with this color. We know the color of hair that God gave to us. Am I correct? If it is not black, it will be white. When you begin to turn the other color, except you come from other country where they have such a color, except you are an albino, the body said we show. And whichever way they are, we whatever. I just saw one in Jebode yesterday. They have a, their own special class. Apart from that one, in this our Nigeria, we don't have yellow hair. We don't have brown hair. We don't have it. Amen. Pilate, he called for water. Said, I've washed my hands all night and I still can't understand. See, the prophet said, they are not clean. I can never go to meeting. I've got blood upon my hands. Oh man, see? Don't never be guilty of that. What did Pilate do? Pilate had the privilege to have Jesus on his hand. And the seat he was sitting down on, you cannot sit on the fence on that chair. It is either, the only thing he could have done is to resign. He said, you know what I want to do? I want to resign now. This is my position. Go and suspend the case of this man. Because the judges today, they used to recuse themselves from some cases. When they see that the thing passed them, they use that language that he recused himself from the case. He find his level. Now, Pilate could have said that, okay, what you do that, I will resign now. When you put in another governor, let him continue with the case. Even though we died, might see our problem with God. But you know, the predestination is sure that nobody can shift. He was ordained that he's the one that will carry it. And he proved that there was no fault in this man. He saw it with every evidence. He called for witnesses. They brought it from left. They brought it. He couldn't see anything weighing by the law that is before him. He could not see anything to justify what the people are calling this man. He said they are, if the Bible even said that their witnesses does not even agree together. It was against each other. What did he pronounce? He said, I didn't find any fault in this man. If he's going to help matter, he said, okay, I will send him to Herod because he's from that jurisdiction. Let's see if Herod will be able to see something. Herod, who didn't see anything? He sent the thing back to Pilate. This delicate case, you said to me, that you go judge. To what she matters? The wife had an experience. She had a dream that night where he received torture in her dream, and he knew for whose sake that she was suffering. I'm sure when the day broke, she thanked God that it was a dream. I wrote a note which was contrary to the normal order to go and give to the man on the judgment throne. The robber used to analyze it to us. Said the man ran from the something and said he broke the protocol and told the people that I must see the governor. That I have a message, personal message from the wife. And nobody can stop a man that is coming to give governor a message from the wife. So they gave to him. Abraham said if he peep from his shoulder to read what is inside the note, the wife said, don't have anything to do with this just man. Look at the word she used. This just man. The wife of Pilate herself knew that Jesus Christ was a just man. Say, don't have nothing to do with this just man. Say, I suffer a lot of things in my dream today. from this man. I suffer a lot of things. Jesus, as at that time, has not yet become the judge. But he's the judge. He was sitting there to just offer sacrifice for the sins of the people, for as many as we accept pardon. That was why he was there. But a preview of what will happen thereafter was what God showed to the wife of Pilate. And she won her husband. And the husband read the note. He begin to do acrobatic here, do acrobatic here, dance this way, dance this way. You couldn't come out straight. I said, okay, if you want to kill me, kill me. I didn't find no fault with this man. And I can never say that you should go and kill him. If you are going to kill him, not with my approval. He has the privilege to do that. You can sack me here as governor. Anything you want to do, you can do. And then let the case be tried by somebody else. Or I resign by myself. Or whatsoever. But with this that I have looked at, I didn't see any evidence. All your witnesses, they are all fake. I can't see anything. Now with this seal of the warning of his wife about a supernatural experience that she had with God that night, yet with all that, Pilate said, cross over all that and release him. I said they should scourge him. How do you beat a man that is uncondemned? But Paul asked the question. Said they should beat him. When he didn't find fault with him. Then what has he done that merited the beating? On what ground are you pronouncing that judgment? No wonder the prophet said that after he pronounced the judgment and Jesus was taken to Golgotha to go and kill, he went and, that according to the story he read of him, then went to go and commit suicide in a pool. They say in Switzerland, that up to today, every Good Friday, so they said, that there is blue water that come up that show that that water rejected the blood of Pilate. He has enough evidences. And somebody will come to this message and see it very plain and simple and clear. And say amen to it. And say I believe it. And say God is wonderful when things are fine. But now finally get to his fault and find a fault. And find a fault because the thing did not agree with him, because the thing doesn't flow with him. Amen. The prophet said, it's on your hands. There is only one way you can get it out, that is accept it. That's right. Become part of it. That is what it was shed for. You can't remove the doctrine of Godhead that is plain from this Bible again. You bring the doctrine of Trinity. Let us stay side by side with the doctrine of Godhead that we establish here and see which one we stand. There is nobody that will come to the message of the hour that will hear the simple doctrine of Godhead that God is only one. And we see it from the from Genesis 3 to the book of Revelation. The proof of that God is one. Anywhere you go in the nations of the world, any church you go to, any religion whatsoever, that thing will be ringing your heart. When they bring the Trinity, it will not flow. You will not be able to say amen. Those people, they don't know the name of their husband. When a woman does not know the name of her husband, she is not sane. She is not in her right senses. Something is wrong upstairs. May believers, they will hang around. And the prophet said they will act as pious as it can be. Say, but dying his heart is trying to find what is and how you do it. Oh, if the country isn't full of that part of hypocrites, that is a Judas.
That's exactly. Hangs around, becomes part of the group. He was a treasurer. He stands around. He's always got his hand out for money. You can tell that one thing. He's always fishing for. May God be merciful to us. And got his hand out for this. And he's a may believer. He acts like a believer. May God be merciful unto us. Is the prophet talking about Judas? So, one thing, if you ever see Judas speak, one place, know that money is involved. When Jesus was asking spiritual questions, he used to be silent. There was no time he ever contributed to anything spiritually in that church. But let money as you come up, you see his voice very loud and clear. Even a woman that was doing service for Jesus. A woman that a predestinated seed that Jehovah touched her heart and she was pleading for her sin, repenting of her sins and weeping at the feet of Jesus. And the prophet said that she went to go and buy the most costly alabaster box. The prophet said she used the last penny, all the money she got from that business. It was everything she used to buy it, the most costly, and brought it and broke it. And was pouring it at the feet of Jesus. Peter saw it. He didn't see anything. Are you with me? Philip saw it. John saw it. Even Thomas that we call a doubter, he said he didn't see anything. But when Judas saw it, he said, what is the purpose of this waste? What is the purpose of this waste? He said, this should have been sold, and the money put in the treasury. John said, the reason he said that one was because he was a thief. All these are in the Bible. John said, the reason he said, not because he cared for the poor. Because he was saying that if you keep the money in something, you'll be using it to take care of the poor. John said that was not the truth. Why is it that the prophet called them hypocrites? Because they used to have something they had and say something else out. You can tell that one thing, he's always fishing for money. And he got his hand out for this. And he is a made believer. He acts like a believer. But that in his heart. But the prophet says, but you remember, he was not fooling Jesus. Was he fooling Jesus? Jesus has been saying, say, one of you will betray me. He dropped one statement here. Another time he dropped another statement here. Until the last service. That was when he made the last revelation. After the 70 left. And the believers made their stand. And he turned around to the believers. He said, there is still something in you. He said, I've chosen you 12. One of you is a devil. Jesus knew from the beginning, for he was the word. He knew the secret of the heart. If you ask, why is it then that when Jesus knew that this is the man that will betray, why did he choose him? Because he's infinite. And there's a job to be done. And nobody else can do it. It's only Judas that can do it. That's why he has to be called. Come and do the work of Judas. Come and do the work of Judas. That is why for me, when we come to church and I see people not serious about service, my heart tears. I begin to wonder, why is this one in church? See mama there that is even sick. She will stay alive throughout the service. You that is healthy. You can't even stand up. You can't do anything. I wonder. Sometimes it baffles me. It tears my heart when I see. Does this one know why he came to church? Did anybody pull you from your house? Because you don't know it's a battle. That's what I've read for you. It's a battle. Satan will follow you to church. After you have come, maybe you come because if you didn't come, Brian Odele, as he's looking, he knows who is not there. He will call. Well, bro, we didn't see you. Or since we didn't see you. So that they will not call you, they will not ask. Is that why you call? Is that why you call? So we go, say they go buy pure water. 1 hour out of the 2 hours preaching, 1 hour we go for pure water. May God have mercy upon our one soul. The prophet said, how hard it was for Jesus. His heart. The prophet said, think, stop a minute. Think deep, long, straight. How hard it must have been on him, walking right there, and a man calling him brother. And know all the time that that was the deceiver that was going to try to upset him and sell him for 30 pieces of silver. From the day he called him, he knew that this is the one that will do the work. And he cared for all of them the same way. When he gave them power over our clean spirit, he did not reduce that of Judas. So he gave them the same way. All of them came by rejoicing the same way. And even said, we cast out devil in your name. He even told them that don't even rejoice at that, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That's in the book of life. The name of Judas was not in the Lamb book of life, but was in the book of life. It was blotted out from the place to fulfill a scripture in the book of Psalms. How hard it was to him to hold it in his bosom. One of the hardest parts of life is for you to know some information, but you cannot tell. Sometimes it makes blood pressure to rise. Yeah, you have things you know, but you can't say it. That is the greatest crisis of ministers, especially pastors. But there are things that they must hold in their bosom that cannot come out there. And they see it. How hard it was to hold it in his bosom and his friend walking along there. Even he said, friend. He called Judas his friend. When he came to betray him with a kiss, he said, friend, betrays thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Friend, brother, sister, betray thou the Son of Man? May God have mercy. Have not I been with you all this time, knowing in his heart and couldn't say it? He knew from the beginning who it was that would betray him. Amen. There is that made believer that is just waiting. He will sing that, oh, I believe this, and I believe this, and I believe this. But oh, you know, I heard somebody say it so and so times. Oh, just with long ears. Long with ears. The Bible says, but a real believer don't hear nothing but the word. That's all. He watches that word. He ain't looking for no loopholes. Let me tell you, if you want to look for loopholes in this message, there are plenty. Yes, to be very frank. When the teacher was teaching the Sunday school this morning, I was referring to what preacher said in the denomination. I can bring out a statement of the prophet while he was reading, write their name in the book of life. But you know what he taught. You know what he actually taught. I can bring out a quote where he said the Holy Ghost is the top person of the Trinity. But the prophet says certain things are said. Not in William Branham saying it. The Holy Spirit releasing those ones to stand there as stumbling block that will carry people out. He said those things are said purposely to make some people to stumble, to ponder over it, and to go out. Me, I didn't see all those things as a problem. At all. See them as no problem. That's why the mystery of predestination is deep, is heavy, is great. Everything about the journey is anchored on it. If God foreknew you as a person and elected you and predestinated you, nothing affects that one. Not even your failure. After Jesus has given the key to Peter, Peter came out openly and denied him. 3 times, not once. 3 times. Despite a pre-discussion that you will do like this one, he still went and did it. If it is man, he will have collected that key from him. Say, this key I give you, I will break out. I give it to another person. Since you have denied me, me too, I deny you. Jesus is justified to do that. He's very just. Since with that delay, he said, nobody even know the man you are talking about. After following for 3.5 years. I don't know who you are talking about. Maybe I don't know. I've never followed the message of the hour for one day. I never followed. Is it those people that say, no, I don't even know them. It is predestination. Jesus said, the enemy wants to have you and to sit you as a wheat. Say, but I have prayed for you. For the real believer, the gene of God, every mistake they ever made is foreknown to God, but they don't do it intentionally. And their repentances are acceptable to God. Peter went out. The Bible says, and he wept bitterly. And his repentance was accepted. Judas went and wept and hung himself. He made restitution before he went to hang him. Everything was thrown back to him as offering of cake. Amen. The believers, they don't look for no loophole. They aren't looking for no gimmicks. Say, believe God. And that settles it. And it just keep on going. That is a believer. Oh, man. Do you have in your heart some question mark about the message? Just a question. After you have looked at so many things, you have looked at ministers leaving the message, falling this way, falling that way, brothers, sisters who have once sang special and praise the Lord and hold positions and the rest of it, and they have left the message. Are there things in your heart that is talking like the unbeliever that only God knows who will be saved? Though that statement is correct, but the application now. In one sense of it, it's only God that knows who is to be saved and who is not to be saved. In another sense of it, depending on what you are trying to talk about, the believers also know. Like I said, even at justification, some know that this is from time to eternity. They lay hold on it. Peter has been confessing positively When Jesus asked in Matthew 16, he made positive confession. He was not yet converted. And he meant it with all his heart. The prophet was talking one place about Judas. He said, when they were having the testimony on the sea, he said, when Judas was to talk, he said, brethren, don't you feel that we could be little deceived by this man? Each of them have been testifying. Peter testified, or when he came to Christ, of how that Christ, having not seen him before, mention his name, mention his father's name. He said, that got me. Nathaniel said the same thing. He has never seen me. When I came out, he said, you are an Israelite whom there is no guide. And he has never seen me. He said, from that time, all my doubt has left. Each one of them began to testify. But when Judas was going to say his own testimony, it was negative. Don't you think we could have been deceived by this man? If there be one speck of doubt in your heart about the message, if you don't purge it out of your heart, that will take you to your destination. You got to purge it out of your heart. Otherwise, it's going to germinate, it's going to build up. It's going to build up. It's going to build up.
Nevertheless, predestination.
Amen. Unbelievers, they fill up in a minute. Quick, they quickly
used to show their color. When you begin to talk deep, they don't stay long. They don't stay long. They find their level. They say that they are church.
We don't put speakers outside. The people in this vicinity, they still believe us to be occult people. Because, so to say, it is only when we are singing here that they hear noise. After that one, they say they will just lock themselves in that place for about 2 hours before they now come out. Do we lock the door? Why don't you come inside and come and see what they are doing there? We didn't lock no door now. And people are uncountable that have been passing by and they enter the church. Some will just stay for about 5 minutes. One day, here, like two, which place is this one? Off they go. Some will just keep there and look at the sisters. And look at them and say, I didn't blend into this place. They didn't see anybody that they resemble. We used to see from here. Off they go. Before the officer begin to pursue them, pay no, he just say, don't worry. Off they go like that. Cause see problem. The pills are already free. It's already free. We have been trusting God for a station, but we never get money. So if people say, if they are too much, they won't have where to sit. It doesn't mean that we will not testify to people. We'll testify. Anyone that believes God will make a way where the person will sit down. Maybe there's an unbeliever on seat that needs to stand up. Let me leave that one. Amen. The make believer hangs right on that Judas. That is a deceiver. Let me read paragraph 199 again. The unbeliever fills up in a minute and he can't stay to listen 10 minutes of the message. He's got to get up and walk out. It's against his creed and he just won't have no more to do with it. So he goes out. Do you know that Brother Branham, when he began to have dealings with the full gospel businessman, one day, with his own money, he sponsored one of their meetings, paid for money to give them food. Normally, when they eat finish, Then the next thing we speak a little. As he took his text from the book of Acts, I think chapter 25, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. He said, two ministers, look at themselves. They already know where he's going. This man want to start that story again. Of the two, they not already of the go. He said, before you could make two statements, two, four other, they look at it, off they go. Say, before he could reach anywhere, he only have very few people left on the chair. All of them have gone. They chop his food first. They couldn't listen to what he wants. They have an idea where he's going to. May God have mercy. The main believer hands right on. That Judas, that's a deceiver, that's that rascal. If I have to say such a word, Judas, he hangs around. This is the time. Sometime, these may believers are very popular with the people. That's right. These may believers, see, some of them are mighty men, educated, doctor's degree, big pay, everything. Some of them are great men, shrewd. Just like sons of Satan would be. No, Abraham was counted as an illiterate among the people because he doesn't have the formal education. But these people are doctors, most of them. And I think just few of them are able to stay in the message. Like Dr. Levi, he helped the prophet to grammarize the seven church age book. And Abraham has to be calling for it to read it to see that he did not inject his own idea. Because sometimes when you are editing, there's a possibility of injecting something. So Abraham read, went through it to be sure that until he said that I will stand with that book on the day of judgment. When he was convinced that everything here represents what I thought, what my word, then he said, I will stand with that book on the day of judgment. And some people still came out and said that it was Levi's book. Whatever you say, it doesn't matter to the believer. I don't care, somebody can go and list 1,000 mistakes in the message and present it. I don't hear at all. I don't even hear at all. I didn't see it. This message I've been reading for about 40 years. You are bringing. I didn't see it. You are the one that see what we are looking at. What I saw is the vindication of the pillar of fire. That's what I saw. When God said in Matthew chapter 3, speaking about Jesus Christ, that this is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in. And he went further in Matthew 70 or so, hear ye him on the Mount of Transfiguration. That is the confirmation to the people. What God did in this generation was even more than what he did in any age. Because in this age, we have the pillar of fire photographed with the prophet. Though it was not photographed at his back, but it was there. I think the other time that Brafemi came here when he was talking about the Magi, you see all the mediums talking about when he was born, mentioning his birthday, telling him that stars crossed that day. And these stars that crossed that day, the only time they have crossed earlier was the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. How many things are you going to mention? We will see it in here. A may believer came to the meeting of the prophet. Himself, his friend, both of them are preachers of the Church of Christ. That is the denomination they come from. And their wives, four of them, in a previous day, they sat down together in a dining table that had a green cover. And they said, this ministry of William Branham is a lie. It's fake. Let's go and do something about it to let the people know that they just deceive the people. Say, what will we do? One of them volunteered that he will go early and collect a prayer card. So when you collect that prayer card, we write things there. You want to see what we do about it. Okay. The day came, the prophet, God didn't show him anything beforehand. He had the service. When the service was getting to an end and he was weak because of plenty of visions and they were taking him off, somebody whose turn has not come, he said, "See, oh, don't take him away. Me, I'm sick. Oh. See my this and oh." Then the prophet said that. Bring your corn, which is contrary to the normal rules. Say, come close. Bring your hand, your right hand, put it in my left. The prophet said, that is what the angel told him. You will take the people's right hand in your left hand. The prophet said that this my right hand is to God. He said the people's right hand is to my left hand, that they have to believe me. This your right hand to God, it means that you have to believe God. So Brother Abraham has to believe God. The people has to believe Brother Abraham. That is why the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles 20 says, believe the Lord and believe his prophet. Put your right hand in my left. He put it. The thing went. It is a spiritual scanning. It went in 1 second. He said, my friend, you are perfectly old. Nothing's wrong with you. He said, no, I'm sick too. He said, bring the tea again. I said you are perfectly okay. Instead of him to go with that and thank God that he's very healthy, he doesn't need to go for checkup in the hospital to go and pay for tests and everything. He has gotten the result already from the Almighty God that created him. But because of what they have in their mind and what they have discussed and what they have agreed, he went further. He unbuttoned his shirt and faced the congregation. He said, see now, you cannot do the gimme go. Can you see now? See my prayer card. Brother, I don't care what is on your prayer card. He said, no. Then the boy said, what is happening? Because he knows that this thing has never failed. From when he started in 1946, it has never failed. Then the prophet said, then the grace of God came down. He said, if God calls you, he's obligated to stand by you. Then the prophet said, I can see. He said, but why has the devil put it in your heart to come and do a thing like this? Why did the devil put it in your heart? Are you a main believer here? Don't let the devil put your do in your heart. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, you and this your friend at the balcony there with your wife and his wife. Yesterday, you made up your mind to come and do this one. That was when you had the discussion to come and do exposure here. That man is second. That was sitting at the balcony. He said, that is truth. God, have mercy on me. That one escaped. This one already is inside. Can no more go. Say, so when you put cancer, TB, and others on your card, now you have it. The pillar of fire gave them to him. The spoken word gave them to him. The prophet said, he grabbed him by the leg. He said, it's no more in my hand. He said, it's between you and God. See ye to it. Look how Satan come right up there and agree with every bit of that word. He's just waiting to find that weak spot in Eve to where he could show his power to deceive her, to betray her. That was Satan. And here Satan is in the form of Judas in that age. We read it the other day in St. John 13. That was where Satan entered into Judas. But he was predestinated already a son of perdition. What was Satan in the first age? What was he agreeing with the world? He just one little thing. He's trying to find a place where he gets a weakness. If you see that there is something always in your heart looking for fault, you better pray until God deliver you. And that's exactly what Judas finds right now. He will come right along with the meeting and watch right around until he can find that little spot that he, oh, there it is, that is it. See, oh, that's the way it is done. See, that is just exactly the same way a preacher told his congregation and told them that when Brother Abraham asks you people to bow your head to close your eyes, don't obey. You want to see what he used to do during that time. There are some things he used to put from plank he used to play that time. You want to see whether he bring out something from his suit and you need to touch the way and now say they are here. You can now open your eyes. He used to force people to close eyes. He used to force people to bow their heads. And somebody with epilepsy came to the front. And the prophet was praying for the fellow. But the evil spirit gets stubborn. And the prophet knew that the gift is there. Then he knew that there is an irreverent spirit somewhere. Then as he raised up his head, he said, please let everybody close their eyes and bow their heads. That preacher said, we don't need to bow. What you want to do, make we see you. But the man said, yeah. Why, you man? Oh yeah, whatever you want to do. Then the prophet said, if that is the case, I will not be responsible. See, because this one that Satan is tormenting has to be delivered. Then he now spoke to this priest, said, you are at large. That is, anywhere you want to go, you go. Then that spirit left this person and went to that man and his congregation that are 28 in number. And right there, immediately in church, all of them begin to have epilepsy. And they can never be healed from that one. That is all the days of their life. The prophet started here narrating what I have just said about the man that wrote the doom on his prayer card. So, let's just jump that one. Paragraph 219 now. See, make believers, deceivers, trying to find some fault with God and his word. That is the Judases. That is the ones. You see how Judas come out? See how that guy come out? That is the way the make believers happen. See, make believers. Oh, highly educated sometimes. And a great showdown comes between the world and their creed. And when it does, they sell out to their denomination, just exactly like their forerunner did, Judas. Judas sold out to his denomination, sold Jesus, the word, to his denomination, and betrayed Jesus Christ after he claimed to be a part of it. Amen. There are plenty. So you know that the very man that hosted me when I went to South Africa, he has denied the message. He has denied. He wanted to force all that he has influence upon to also leave the message. But some of them refuse and rebel. I say, this message that we have already seen it. This message, we have seen this one. Bishop Abed, this one is an individual affair. We have seen this message already. All he could do was to go and try to break the church and carry some people away from the place. You can only carry serpents see where they will with you. May God have mercy upon us. We know the way the Spirit of Christ behaved. You might say, when I was there, I had some question marks about him. God is a man in my presence. They embrace people that are not his wife. What is this one? A girl that came to live with them. He's not to the size of my wife. We went to, from his place, we went there to their house in Durban. I think the girl went to, we have gone home. So the father was his friend and the rest of him. when the evil man said, he embraced the wife of the of his friend. Look, all those, their rottenness. The message is not like that. You can only embrace your wife. Embrace his name. When he see that girl, oh, mercy. Embrace her the first time. Rub out on himself. After a few seconds, embrace her the second time. I look. Something is wrong here. This way is more than very long time no see. This was there's something wrong here. He went to a program also to wake him somewhere. He saw the junior of his wife. He grabbed him too. Something is wrong here. Many of those sins are everywhere. Many of those sins. If you like, be doing pastor on here. In the minister's meeting, when somebody has a question, and when Bradley was answering it, then the minister raised up his hand. He said he has online, whatever, he gathers some group in the online that he used to preach it. He said, that is contrary to the message. You can't have two pastors. You have only one pastor. You get people from every church and gather them together, and then you are the one now. He say you are teaching the word. What word are you teaching? Bro Abraham, that the messenger of the age, when he go everywhere, he will say, go and ask your pastor. You say, oh, everywhere are quiet now. Whether you're quiet or you're not quiet, I will say what I will say anyhow. You can't have two pastors at the same time. That brother asked, he said, what do I do? I will mention the name of the group here. It's the word for all. He was advised, go put a stop to it. It's not according to the message. It looks fine, but it's contrary to the message. Some of these groups, sometimes, they go and teach things that is not exactly with the message. Just before we left the room this morning, somebody called me. Or immediately after the Sunday school, I entered the place. My phone rang. Somebody, I picked it. The person was asking me for a translation of social statement in Yoruba. I said, I will call you after the service. Because that statement itself does not dive with the message. And that statement is projecting another teaching contrary to what I know in the message. I said, I'll call you after the service. Look, there are so many teachings that the prophet said he was not responsible for. Here, one time, somebody was here. No. Among the brothers that are fellowship with us here, that came maybe schooling and things like that, we were going out together. So we were talking, we just got to talk about something. Now say that if somebody, his wife leaving, he's off the pulpit. He started arguing with me. Say, I said, but that is what the prophet said. If a man is divorced, he said he takes you off the pulpit. I showed them the direct quote. It is left for whosoever. Today, sometimes even when somebody, not only that your wife is not a virgin, that are born before, he will still be a pastor. All those things, that is not the message. But they fool everywhere, both in Nigeria and other countries. But you have known the truth here. Everything that human being will become in life is predestinated. Abraham said that these fivefold ministerial gifts, they are predestinated. They are not like the nine spiritual gifts that can go from person to person. Abraham says that somebody can prophesy today and never prophesy again in his life. Because like even in the Bible, when you even have the prophet, you see major and minor prophet. You see some book, only one chapter or two chapters only. But the fivefold, they are predestinated. They are foreknown of God before the world began. And whosoever that God ordained to that one is God's business to work on the person. And if something crosses the line, maybe the job of the person has ended. Half hour silence. Be something. May the Lord be gracious to us. It's just like women that preach and say that God called them to preach. In Proverbs we say that what thing I know is that it's contrary to his word. And many hear the prophet say it and they continue on. Oh mercy. Okay. Let me know because the time is already. Alright. Oh, I don't even know that this is looking at me straight here. Mercy. Alright. Paragraph 220. Ministers sometimes claiming to be servants of Christ, and when the word is thoroughly identified to be vindicated for that day, that it is the message of the hour, and they will sell out there for popularity to their denomination. Just exactly like Judas did, betray Jesus to the Pharisees and Sadducees. That spirit don't die. So there that is among the believers, may believers and unbelievers. See, that's just exactly. Come right down and sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And many men will do it today for a meal ticket for an extra $100 a week. Right, deny the God that is standing in the midst of them that brought their life and with the full world. And they will say, oh, them days of miracles is past. Or, God don't need such a thing as that today. See, or I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hail Mary, Mother of God. Blessed are thou amongst women. All these other things they say, and some of them said, I believe in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the God, the Father, Almighty, Creator of heavens and earth. I believe in the Holy Roman Catholic Church, and all these things. Tell me when. Let's just leave all those. May God be gracious to us. 2:23 says, but they sell out like Judas. That's the make believer. Some of them are highly talented people, and this make believer, watch that guy. That is a shrewd guy. This little guy that fits up quick and jumps off and runs out at every little phrase that he don't like, you don't pay no attention to him. He's just an unbeliever to begin with. But when you see this guy, a make believer, hands on, see, that is the Judas. That is him. A time is coming when every anointing will get to speak. When we enter into the time of the squeeze, it is this Judas that will show the house of the true believers. You are not going to be hidden. Even though we don't have no service, that is when they will know that there is one of them in Abana there. And not far from Christopher Johnson that you will see in there. Now so they also know your house. If you are a true believer. If you are not a true believer, you will blend with them. You are the one that will be assisting them. Judas was told beforehand. But when the time came, he couldn't help himself. Because anointing came on him. Satan entered into him. And then he went ahead to carry it out. It is my prayer that the Judas we are talking about, that he has not arrived here. That's my prayer. He has not yet arrived. Because with the way we know ourselves, with the way we love ourselves, with the way we are praying for ourselves, oh mercy. we can die for ourselves. But let everybody make their calling and election sure. Make your calling and your election sure. This thing is not carrying a yeni. It's an individual affair. It's not even husband and wife. It's not even mother and children. It's not father and children. It's an individual affair. Some of these small, small girls that you see here, so as if they don't know what we are talking. Last week, after the service, I was just passing. Then they hooked me at the pastor's entrance. They asked me about 8 questions. I was answering them. Deep questions. I was answering them. So, and I've been moving after the preaching. I was feeling, make I not go further. So, well, after we finished, I was entering inside. Then the now said, somebody want to ask another question. I said, go and meet the pastor. So, I entered inside. When I enter inside, they enter inside, they call me pastor. They ask me question, Go by the question he was asking. So, I think along the line, Brother Demi wanted to go out to go and do something. As he passed, they hook him, then the pastor shipped it to him. Then they continue. They fire that one question, so fire. You see, they don't know what we are saying. They know what we are saying. If you leave anything before them, they know. They can put you in one of these groups. I'm telling you, with the thing they are asking, with what they know, they can put you in the group you belong to. Sometimes they just do as if they are not. They are hearing. Sometimes I wonder, I see the officers, sometimes they are too much concerned about the young ones. Be concerned about the adults. Sometimes adult is sleeping, you don't see them, and the children, just they come and knock up and down. They are hearing. The few ones they hear, it doesn't leave them. It's the adult that is the main wahala. Husband that's supposed to tell the wife, this is what the minister was saying. And this is it here in the message. This is what church. What will he tell the wife at home? You just be telling that one cockaboo stories. Look. If I'm a sister, I ask you a question, you know, I see your way clear. You don't see your way clear. You are not, I can't see. Left. I will come and tell the pastor. See, I ask my husband also a question. I didn't get anything from what he's saying. I don't know whether you understand the message. Yes. I'll come and tell the pastor. See, one question my husband could not answer me. As this, you're just going left and right. I couldn't get any head or teeth from all that was said. May God have mercy upon us. Head, I'm the head. What head? You are a tail. Think it's easy to be head? Head goes with responsibility. Oh, sure. It goes with a whole lot of responsibility. Not just mouth. If you think it's mouth, it's because you are heading people that doesn't know their left from their right. You say you head me and I don't see the head. I will show you that, I will prove it to you, to the people that you are a tail. God bless you all. I say, God bless you. May it come with gladness in our hearts. Yeah. It's not a picnic ground. It is the house of God. Where the saints of God are fed. Some of us have been here 30, 40 years. No. 15, 20, 25 years. Which school will you be for 15 years? And you don't know what they are saying, talking there. You are in a school. For somebody to be, somebody that was born 30 years ago, if he wants to get PhD, he can get, if it's continuous, he will have gotten it by now. Is that not so? Uh-huh. So how can you be inside the church for several years and you don't know your left from your right?
will be our wife. Three kinds of believers. Well, just the summary that let me read. The prophet said some of these people don't know that he is aware of what they say at his back. So you don't think that, you think I don't know? When he preached the serpent seed, there was somebody that said that a hermit gave him that revelation. A minister. And the person was sitting right on the platform when Brother Abraham came and preached and referred to it and turned to look at the brother. Sometimes before people come and ask him questions, the Holy Spirit will wake him up and say, take your pen. Today, they will ask you this question. This is the answer. Then they will ask you this question. This is the answer. They will ask you this question. This is the answer. They will ask you this. This is the answer. They will ask you this, and they will write it down. As each one is coming, he will just be giving them, say, this is your question and this is your answer. As he comes, this is your question and this is your answer. This is your question and this is the answer. Who do you say this is? You think it's a faker? You think it's an ordinary man? With hundreds of thousands of visions and prophecies and discernment, that there is not even a single one that ever missed. It is impossible for a mortal to ever fake that one. It is the Almighty God Himself on the scene. Nobody can say one word against that one. The people will be sitting down like this one. He'll be telling them what they are thinking in their heart. He'll be warning, say, don't think like that. Say, because I can pick your thoughts. I can pick your thoughts. And the person will know. This message is 1 trillion miles away from denomination. Very far. It is the plan of God for this generation. And God did not put us in fear or bondage. All that you need to do is just to believe. It's just to surrender yourself. If you have any problem, you are the problem of yourself. Don't be pursuing shadows. Brother Branham even said that the greatest problem of William Branham is William Branham. If God doesn't help you, you will take your neighbor as enemy. The only enemy we have here is Satan. Yes. There is no power anywhere that can make God's purpose not to come to pass. Whatsoever God has programmed for your life, you will come to it. Oh, T. Debeni. Let me take, for instance, let's say somebody is ordained to be a minister. Brother Abraham said that God can prepare you for 30 years for a 30-minute walk. So it depends on the way your mind is running. You jump at it when you are not fit, you will meet the greatest disgrace in this life. The greatest disgrace. Many have done that one, and they are in shambles. It must be God's time. It must be God's purpose. It must be God's person. Everything must be according as He has proposed it. The Lord bless you all. I say, God bless you all. We are open to questions anytime, any day. If it is about this message of the hour, by the grace of God, we will answer you. Outside of the message, we don't know. But within the message, by the grace of God, we will do our best. Be it doctrine. Sometimes some people ask questions that is not
according to this. You tell some people, don't do like this, they go and do it, and then they come and back. What are we going to do? That's nothing now. You are saying you see problem, you go and enter inside. What do you ask the question? Did you give out to your wife? He said, yes. That's your wife. Say, but she is doing like this, and she goes to this place and live with other men. He's still your wife. Yes, he's still your wife. That's still your wife. As long as she lives, it's your wife. Say, before you enter inside, did you know, have you not witnessed any marriage? He said, he doesn't used to listen. That is your fault. That is your fault. You don't use to listen what? He said, it must not be entered into unadvisedly. Or lightly. But it must be soberly, reverently, and in the fear of God. Prayerfully. That's how to enter into it. Now when you enter into it like that, then you continue, you face it. Any trial comes up, if, and of course, before you enter into it, Abraham said, a man or woman must ask God, is this your will? That is, you have, because if you want to deal with me, I used to make this analogy. You are just seeing my frame. You are just seeing my figure. In the physical frame of Peter, John, and Judas, they are just flesh. Men with muscles. But inside the one was Judas. Inside of the other one was Peter. And there are different people from different sources. So you could be approaching a Judas as husband. You could be approaching a Jezebel as wife. That is why you have to ask God, is this your will? Physically, she is beautiful, but I don't know about the inside. Is this your will? Physically, this one is a nice man in the church. Maybe he listens, maybe he preaches. Maybe place an instrument. Maybe do this one, do that one. Is this your will? God has to tell you yes before you go ahead. You go ahead, outside of that, whatever you see, you manage it. But until then, do you part? No story. If you leave your husband, you must remain like that. Another man coming to you, you are on your way to hell. And if you are still young, and you think that because you are young, you are not feeling anything. Hey, when you will feel something, and there is no way for you, you will go otherwise, and that is your exit. May the Lord be our help. God deliver us from every evil. Come to the Savior, oh may no delay. Yes, yeah, in His word He has shown us the way. Yeah, in arms He's standing today. Oh, tenderly say, in come, joyful, joyful, joyful. I full joyful with the meeting. Yes, when from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather, oh Savior, within. Yes, in our eternal those are Father. Oh, yeah, it's born. Oh, let every heart leap out and rejoice. Oh, and let us believe, make Him our choice. Yeah, do not delay, but come, joyful joy. If we stay with this message that came from the throne of God, one of these days, and that very soon, will gather before him. Oh, yes, sir. He is not a faker. This is the truth of the Almighty God. This is the mind of God made flesh to us in this our generation. It is not the idea of man. It is not a man's opinion. It is the mind of the Almighty God, our Creator, that is brought forth to us as our way of life, as what we must believe, as what we must follow every day of our life. Anything outside of it will lead to trouble. It will lead to chaos. It will lead to destruction. Stay with it. If there be any doubt in your heart about any aspect of this message, you better pray it out. If you need to ask questions, ask questions before it is late. This is the only time when repentance is accepted. This is the only time that God can show his mercy. This is the only time that God can be favorable to you. This is the only time that God can listen to what you are crying. One day is coming that people will cry, and their cry will be just too late. Why don't you present yourself unto the Lord and say, God, help me. I have no other way to go. To whom will I go? You are the only one that had the word of eternal life. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah, you are the Savior, you are the Deliverer. My only hope is in you. Get rid of every doubt, every unbelief, whatsoever that the word of God has condemned. Condemn it in your own life and ask God for grace. God gave grace to the people that are ahead of us. His grace is still available. Is it sufficient? He can still give that grace. Young ones, this is not parents' church. Once you reach the age of accountability, God holds you responsible for the things that you are hearing. You will stand on your 2 feet before the Almighty God and answer for yourself. Want to speak to God? Say, God, be my help. There is a power, a hidden power from the Almighty God. A portion of the Spirit of Christ that he puts in his own children to give them the ability to be able to follow this message. That power is still available to today. When your faith reaches the level where God will say yes, then it will ignite and catch fire. That is what will be your ticket for the rapture. That is what will be your entitlement to the millennium and the first class city. I'm glad because I know that this message is taking root in some people. Oh, yes, sir. We see it. We see the life of some that this message truly is taking root. There is a power of transformation that is working on some people. Young girls inclusive, young men inclusive, men and women, there are some that it is taking effect in their life. The efforts of Christ will never be in vain. If you are sick or you have any need, there's no better time to talk to him than a time like this. When you say it with your mouth that, Christ, this is what I need, he hears you. If it's coming from an honest heart, any request that the word of God support and back up, Jehovah will answer.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. While we have our heads bowed and our hearts are bowed also and our eyes are closed, there are quite some people at the altar. I don't know why they are there, but definitely there must be a need. Well, many are on their feet. I don't know whether they want to be in a better position to pray unto God or whatsoever. Well, let me make this as an altar call, that if you have a special need in your heart that you desire God to do for you, will you lift up your hand to Him and hold your request in your heart and say, God, remember me. You know all that I have need of, and you are the only one that can help me. That widow woman that went to the unjust judge, he said, avenge me of adversary. The Bible said he will not for a season, but because of a continual troubling, he has to avenge her. And Jesus said, if God did that one, will God not do so for his own children that cry unto him, whether for the Holy Ghost, whether for healing, whether for blessing, whether for salvation, whether for deliverance, whether the supply of anything, whatsoever it is. If you will hold on to God and you will not turn him loose, no matter whatever the request is, as long as it's according to God's word, it's duty bound, because there are promises that Jehovah has made to it. I want the pastor to offer prayer for these people.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for our gathering together unto you at this end time by the message of this hour. We thank you for the messenger that you have sent to us. We thank you for the message that have gathered us. Thank you for the revelation of the same. Thank you for the effect that it is taking in our lives. Thank you for the work of transformation that the message is doing in our lives. We are very grateful and so thankful. Lord, it is not only within my brethren in our age that I stood up and said something. But there was something we saw in him, and there was something we saw in the message, there was something we saw in the ministry that had drawn our attention to know that this is the truth of the Almighty God. Lord Jesus, having the privilege again today to sit at your feet and to hear a portion of it be re-echoed unto us, there are parts of the message that I had to be spoken of. For they are part of it. The prophet preached this message in Abraham Tabernacle. When he was doing it, he made some statements. He said, as he's preaching now, he's preaching to the three kinds. In every gathering, those three kinds are always there. Our master and our God. You remain God and God alone. There is none like you. You know those that are yours. The message has gone forth. He has drawn the children to the altar. Nobody needs her. Physical, material, financial, spiritual. We are praying and asking, oh God, may you meet with every one of them.
Yes.
Have a point of their needs.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Those that have raised their hands too. Whatsoever those needs are, may you meet with them, oh Father. Thank you for reassuring our heart that you are God, you are infinite. Knowing the ending from the beginning, by your foreknowledge, O God, you predestined our master and our God. If by it we end our relationship, you predestined, and the predestination leads to our destination. Lord, we are grateful for the prophet that you have sent unto us. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the assurance it has given unto us, O God, to know that Lord, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what your enemy will do, Lord, they cannot, oh God, fall us short of our destination.
Yes.
Thank you, righteous Father.
Yes.
Blessed be thy holy name. Yeah. All those on the altar, those who raise their hands, whatsoever those needs might be, may you make with us, Lord, yeah, at the point of our needs.
Yes.
Bless your servant and the plenty for the virtue that has led you. Take all the glory.
Yes.
Take all the honor. Yes. Take all the praises. May the blessing ever remain ours, O God. Thank you, Father. We will give forward unto you for the last message for the day. Add more of your blessings unto us.
Yes.
Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Yes. The Lord bless you. May his coming gladden our hearts. We are closing straight away because we sit back by 2 o'clock. And if any of us is traveling, we bid you Godspeed. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity to fellowship together. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this pilgrim way. For the hand of God in all my life I'm seeing. The reason of my bliss. One, three, nine.